Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
And yes, 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 you tune in to another episode of the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, the Joy Doctor Show is brought to you each Monday night at 8 p.m. And I'm glad to be with you, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, yes, the Joy Doctor, the one and only, the great, the wonderful, the marvelous. Yes, 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 this is me, the Joy Doctor. So we thank you for tuning in today. Yes, we thank you for tuning in today because we have another hot topic for you today. Yes, we're going to talk about, let's talk about it. Yes, yes, yes. And we know we're honoring Men's Week. Yes, Men's Week awareness on Blog Talk Radio. And how many of you know that as men, we don't want to talk? That's right. We talk about sports, we talk about business, we talk about art, we even talk about war. But when it comes down to really talking and opening up, communicating to our friends, family, and loved ones, yes, we as men, we don't want to talk. So my first question is, what is there to talk about? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a lot to talk about. And if you don't mind, we're going to reflect back into our childhood just a little bit, because we always know that what goes on in our childhood always or oftentimes affects our adulthood. Yes, because we have not gotten over that childhood obstacle or that childhood situation, and we carry it over into our adulthood like baggage, and that tends to cause us not to want to communicate with things, people that remind us or cause us to reflect on that situation. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it. Yes, we're going to talk about it tonight by saying that, remember, in the school days where it says sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, I'm pretty sure many of you repeated that, but you never probably believed it. Because words are powerful tools. Yes, they can comfort you, excite you, inspire you, but they can also cause pain, irreparable damage to our relationships with the people we love and the ones that we enjoy being around. Yes. Sticks and stones can break our bones, but words can never hurt me. That is so far from the truth. Because as adults, Huxley stated that words are magical in the way that they affect the minds of those who use a mere matter of words, we say contemptuously, forgetting that words have power to mold men's thinking, to canalize their feelings, to direct their willing and acting. Conduct and character are largely determined by the nature of the words we currently use to discuss ourselves and the world around us. So, what is there to talk about? If there's nothing else to talk about, let's talk about me. Yes, I am important. But in order for me to know that I am important, I must realize that other people around me don't know nothing about me. Yes, you see me every day. You know my name. You may even know my birthday. My mama and them, my sister and them, you know, dad and them, all of them. But do you know me? And why don't you know me. Because me, I am a silent person. My presence is seen. My voice is not heard. Because I have nothing to say. Because there is nothing to talk about. My world is coming around me. Situations arise that I have no resolution to. Friends betray me. Family deceive me. I only have myself. So what is there to talk about? I've been hurt. I've been abused. I've been talked about. And, of course, misused. I'm only one person. I'm doing the best that I can. What is there to talk about? I'm just a simple man. But you see, there's a lot that I can tell you. There's a lot you wouldn't understand. Because in my heart and through my eyes, you must see it as a man. But how can you see as I see when all I can do is tell? But when I open my mouth, words seem to fail. Do you know my pain? Can you feel my suffering? Do you know my heartache or even my shame? No. What is there to talk about except for kindly giving you my name? I'm lost in a world all by myself. I can't even find my way out. I'm silenced down, deep down inside. I want to shout. But why should I shout? Why could I scream when there is nothing to talk about? Tell you many things you may not understand. Of course, if you could see it through the eyes of this man. What is there to talk about? The world, my life, mysteries unfold. The things that I hold dear that have never been told. What is there to talk about? I can talk about me because I am a valuable substance, you see. In me there's riches. In me there's gold. In me there's stories that will never be told. Not because I'm ashamed, but because I'm too proud. When I open my mouth, my voice is not carried loud. Why? Because I feel as though there is nothing to talk about when the little boy within me is trying to call out. Help me, help me, help me to understand this long life journey, travel, as a man. So what is there to talk about? There are a lot of things to talk about, you see. But before I can utter one word, I must understand that it's not all about me. The people that are around me, the people that say they care, they are the ones that I should share. because they are important. Don't you see? They're the ones that will always see me. Well, I hope you like that excerpt from Joy Doctor. Yes, the great, the wonderful, the marvelous, one and only, and the original. What is there to talk about? Now, like I said earlier, as men, we don't like to talk. I guess it's because, you know, one writer penned that men are from Venus, women are from Venus, and men are from Mars, because we're from two total different locations. So in a relationship, we have to find that mutual common ground. But even in a relationship, there's always that question. Do we have to talk about it now? 4 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock noon. Do we have to talk about it now? Of course. Why not talk about it now? Why not discuss it over dinner? Why not discuss it over lunch? If it's that important to you, then it should also be that important to me. Well, yes, I know we've talked about it 17 times. You've given me 21 reasons. And I'm still here to hear you out. But what do you have to say? I'm a man. What am I supposed to say? I hear you. I understand. I see where you're coming from. I knew you was going to say that. Do we have to talk about it again? But timing is everything. Timing is very important. Because the more we talk, the more you understand. And the better the communication will become. Because, see, if I don't talk, then I'm assuming. And as long as I assume, then I can never know. As long as I assume, then I never know the truth. Yes. But how do I get past the assumption? I have to talk. There is no way around it. I have to talk about the finance as well as the romance. I have to talk to my son and my daughters, give them wisdom so they won't be swept away by, and let them know how I truly feel. Because relationships cannot make it on assumption. Because sooner or later, I assume that you understand, but that sooner or later may not be what I need to help you to understand. If I just open my mouth and not say what needs to be said, or not say what I think should be said, but I open my mouth and I tell you the truth, in a way for you to receive it, of course, not in anger, not in rage, not out of hostility, not because I feel like my back is up against the wall, not because I feel like I'm at a breaking point. But I tell you, in a way for you to understand, because I want you to understand me. And then I listen to what you have to say. And as I listen, my understanding becomes greater. Not just throughout the conversation, conversating with. Now I understand why you were upset when I said what I said, because you didn't understand how I felt about the other situation when you said what you said. So now, as we talk indecently and in order, with respect, out of love and loyalty, and with a mutual understanding, the relationship grows, the friendship grows, the business grows, the family grows. So there should never be a time when either one, receiving or the deliverer, say, I don't want to talk about it. Because not talking about it is killing you. And the reason why I say it is killing you, because is a action, ongoing, present tense. As long as you don't talk about it, you have anger, you have bitterness, you have hatred, you have strife, you have lack of trust, loss of love, no openness, no oneness, no unity, loss of hope, trust. Things adds to high blood pressure, stress, stroke, heart attacks, diabetes, hypertension, high blood, things that will kill you at any moment in time. The best way not to die is to talk. The best way to feel better is to talk. The best way to put your mind at ease is to talk. Now, I know there are certain times, certain places, certain atmospheres that you can communicate better in. So, once again, you should always find that atmosphere, that time, that place, and that opportunity
to talk. Because if you take the time to talk about it, you will realize that you should have done it a whole lot sooner. Talking does not make you bitter. It makes you better. It gives you an understanding. It gives you clarity. But it also brings closure. So, why not talk about it? Be open. Be transparent. Now, some things I will say you may need to keep to yourself. Because, I mean, if you work at a check-catching place and you find a dime on the floor and you happen to stick it in your pocket, you don't want your boss to think you're stealing. You just found a dime on the floor. Right? However, if you put the dime in the cash register and then you balance the cash register and you realize that you 10 cents over and you take the dime out, then it looks like you're stealing. But the dime was originally yours. So you don't want to play in no gray areas or cause any confusion to a heated or a heartfelt situation. Always find time to talk. Always find time to discuss things that are important to you. And ask the other person to listen. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, they will want the same thing from you. Whether it be in business, whether it be in family, relationships, or friendship. It's always good to talk. It may seem hard at first. You may have to swallow real hard, breathe a couple of times, drink some water, put a cold towel on your face. But whatever you have to do, you need to get that out that is within you before it causes another problem within you. When they say, let's talk about it, don't climb up, clam up, don't climb up, don't clam up. Come out your shell, come out your box. Not with your guns, not with your hands ready, not with your shoes on your feet ready to run, not with a mind that you already know how it's going to turn out, but with guns down, mind at ease, eyes open, mouth closed, ears open, shoes in the closet or under the bed or wherever you keep them. And listen. Because remember, talking doesn't make you bitter. It makes you better. It keeps you from having stress, tension, heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes. Because the more you get out, the better you feel. Now, if you get it out in an anger mode, you won't feel no better. If you get it out as revenge, you won't feel no better. Then you have grief, self-pity. All these things will be playing back into your mind. And that's not good either. So when you say, let's talk about it, calm, cool, and collected. Even though you're hurt, even though you're wounded, even though your pride has been checked at the door, you must talk. It's not a bad thing. It's not a hard thing. It's not a sad thing. Talking is a wonderful thing. And I guarantee you, if you talk about it, you'll feel better about it, and you'll realize that that's the best thing that you could have done about it. So let's talk about it. Men, brethren, brothers, let's talk. Don't hold back any longer. That way you won't have to punch walls and spin tires and slam doors and sleep on the couch. Open your mouth and talk. Well, we talked about it 50 times, and apparently there is something you're not saying to help her to understand, or that your mind is not open that when she's talking for you to comprehend what she's saying where you can come to a mutual agreement. And remember, when you talk, you can always agree to disagree. That does not mean you're right. That does not mean that the other person is wrong. Sometimes you could be right. Both of you will be right, saying the same thing, but because of the conversation, no one gets heard. So, talk about it. If I don't understand, if you don't understand, let's talk about it. If I think that's what you're saying, let's talk about it. Because a man that has an understanding, that's one of the best things that he can have, is an understanding. So, talk about it. What is there to talk about? Everything. Do we have to talk about it now? Yes, we do. I don't want to talk about it is not an exception. No excuse. So what I expect from you is to hit me up, thejoydr@gmail.com. That's right, that's thejoydr@gmail.com, and tell me that, hey, I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it with my sons. I'm talking about it with my daughters. I'm talking about it with my significant other. I'm talking about it with my wife. I'm talking about it with my friends. I'm talking about it with my family. I'm opening up because I realized and I found a new me. When I talk about it, I be about it. When I be about it, I feel a whole lot better. There is no time to waste time, because time is very important. Just think about the things that you could have said that could have helped someone. Think about the times, the things that you didn't say that you should have said that will put you in a better position than you are right now. Let's talk about it, but not out of anger, not out of hostility, not out of frustration, but let's talk about it out of love and wanting to get an understanding. Well, yes, you tuned in too. Yes, the Joy Doctor, yes, and I hope that you've enjoyed the show tonight. Let's talk about it, because it's very important to talk. But sometimes you also have to listen. Yes, yes, that's why I asked you to tune in to the Joy Doctor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can listen, learn, and laugh. So tune in next week as we continue. Let's talk about it as we dive into some different things, into the different situations, into different circumstances, and who knows, I might have a special guest for you on next week. So stay tuned to the Joy Doctor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in. And remember, send me a shout-out. Send me an email, thethejoy, J-O-Y-D-R, that's D as in dog, R as in Robert, at gmail.com. Once again, that's thethejoy, J-O-Y-D-R, D as in doctor, R as in Robert, at gmail.com. I will be happy to hear from you, 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 and you. And yes, I will respond to you, you, and you. And let me know that you are talking about it. So until next week, remember, listen, learn, and laugh right here at and on the Joy Doctor Show tonight.